Blog Talk Radio.
Talk about when stuff you pass, make out wishes. Talk about the end on punishment for not doing dishes. And wondering what Christmas came, what we wanted for presents. We would sit on the phone and talk for hours. And you be like, don't hang up, I'm about to hop in the shower. And I be like, hurry up, don't be taking forever. Back then we were some real believers. You would sit on one side of the porch with your bros. I would sit on the other.
Yes, I was vibing. I was vibing now.
Try to switch it up a little bit.
Yeah, I like that song. But welcome, welcome, everybody. Thanks for tuning in to Queen Vibes Reality Talk. I'm your host, Queen Vibes, alongside my co-host, Mr. Hakeem Uber.
Hey, hey, hey. Peace, Queen. And that entry song was I Remember by Zanice. Y'all go check her out under I Am Zanice, or Zanice on all your social media platforms.
Yeah. Yes. I remember when she came on the show. You know, I'd like to follow up with her and see what's new. You know, what's going on.
Oh, she's coming. We're going to have her back as soon as we figure out what's going on for the last quarter or going into the new quarter. We got some new music coming, so we'll definitely bring her back and talk about that.
Okay. That's what I like to hear. I love repeat guests because you kind of get to see where their growth was from the first time they came on to, you know, what's different from the next time. But, yes, I would love to have her back. But how are you today?
I'm good. Just busy as all hell, man. It's been a crazy, crazy, crazy week. Crazy couple weeks. But today I barely had time to get myself together. But I'm here, damn it. I'm here. It's party
and
time.
You know, this is I wanna apologize in advance. I am doing this show on the road. So if you hear a little roll rage, just bear with me. These people are freaking idiots. God.
So you gonna be calling people assholes and motherfuckers on the way, huh?
Listen, all I gotta do is get to 280 and get past Newark Orange, and then the assholes kind of die down a little bit. But as long as I'm in Newark, expect whatever.
I know that's right. Well, if you're in Newark, huh? I'm so sorry to hear that.
Yeah.
Take a hot shower when you get home.
I have not left my car. I'm sitting here.
God,
I don't even have
Newark.
The windows down. I'm sorry.
It might mutate from bringing in deep breath of air and shit. But okay. All right, it's that time, Queen. What we doing? What we doing?
Yes. This episode 7 of Sex, Life, and Relationships. Tonight we're doing our October 2021 Q&A session. We'll be reading and answering questions regarding sex, life, and relationships. Remember, you can always interact with us on the social media pages, or you can call in 929-477-1436. Don't forget to press 1 on your telephone keypad to go live with us.
Oh, yeah. All right, we're going to jump right into it. We got a lot of ground to cover. I got questions about the things that are going on within our lives. I have questions, of course, about sex, you filthy-ass people, and relationships. I'm going to save you filthy fucks for later. But let's talk about a relationship. This is an interesting question. I don't think we've received this one before. This one is from Tamika Johnson, coming out of Bear, Delaware. And she said, I was talking to a coworker who's a listener of you guys' show, and I was telling them about my current situation, and they said this will be a great topic to send in for your Q&A. So here it is. A client of mine sent me flowers and chocolates because of the work I did for them. He is a male. But I'm not sure how to respond to it or even how to take it. But needless to say, I took the flowers and chocolates home, and my man hit the roof. He lost his rabbit-ass mind. He seems to think that I'm cheating or there's something inappropriate going on at work. I tried to explain that it's not, but I've never been through something like this before, and we've been arguing for 2 days now. Is this a normal thing that men do?
I would like to know what kind of line of work that she does, but sometimes, more often than not, I mean, people do show appreciation for the services that you render. He might have an issue. First of all, is it some underlying issues in a relationship? Has there been any problems before this? You know, because sometimes when people react to certain things, it's based on something they already have in their head or in the back of their head, and they think that that's a confirmation. So that's one of the things I need to know. Did you guys have other issues? And this is just like an add-on to it. I don't know the whole situation, so I'm not going to say he's jealous and insecure. I don't know. Sometimes, even when dudes are in a space where they can't do certain things that they normally do, and someone does it for their woman, it kind of makes them feel away, you know, with their manhood as well. Or if it's something he should be doing that he's not doing, it could be more of a guilty conscious thing like that, you know. Because if he gives you flowers and candies and everything else, and he's doing what he's supposed to do in that area, you know, and y'all relationship is, like, good and sturdy, it might wouldn't have been, like, a real big deal. No. I mean, I get gifts, you know, but, well, she said she didn't know how to feel about it. Did it weird her out?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's why I'm, like, curious what type of work she's doing.
She didn't say, and I hope that she's listening and she could hit us back before the show's over and give us some insight on what kind of work she does. So, Ms. Johnson, if you're listening, please write back in and help us understand this.
Yeah.
You know?
Is this a normal thing? Because her question was, is it a normal thing that men do?
Well, in terms of his overreaction, I don't know what normal is anymore. But I've heard of some brothers not feeling that when a client, whether it's, you did someone's taxes. I've known men who sent flowers and roses to their tax accountants, especially if they're a woman, as a way of saying thank you. It doesn't mean that, hey, I'm trying to bend your ass over across the table. It just means that thank you very much. You helped me out of a bad jam. If it was clearly through work, you got to trust your woman. If he's responding like that, and then I'm merging the thought of, hey, this never happened to me before. So probably new for both of them. She's shocked. And to back that up, she says, I don't know how to, you know, respond to this. So obviously she's never had someone at the job send her anything before, I guess. And old boy taking it, you know, he's taking it to the max. They've been arguing for 2 days. What the hell?
Yeah, that's
arguing with nobody for 2 days.
Issue?
Yeah. Was it some dick in them flowers? I'm not arguing with nobody over no two damn days for something a client sent. Fuck out of here. Y'all dudes got too much time on y'all damn hands. So, I won't call this regular. I won't say this is even normal behavior. This is something that he's going through, and you need to deal with that. So, we got another one here, Queen. This one is from Paris, And Paris said, this is my first time listening to y'all. I heard about y'all through my cousin Ren. Shout out to Lady Ren.
Yes, she's
I've been dating a guy. She says, I'm 37, and I've been dating a guy since I was 26. And I'd be damned if he can keep a job. He gets great jobs, paying great money. In some kind of way, he can't hold on to any of them. The longest job he had was for 3 goddamn years. He always gets fired. I'm sick of it. I love him. He is a great man. He has great ideas, but when it comes down to holding down a job, he is inconsistent. Should I just dump his ass, or should I hang it in there?
Well, first of all, you need to figure out why can't he keep the job? What is he doing? Because it don't seem like it's his lack of trying to get the job, you know, his you know, or his qualifications, because he's getting it. Wow. See, for me, it's a, in my mind, it's like, is he comfortable? Do he, because, okay, I had an ex that would have, and he's definitely an ex, that would had, you know, a couple of good jobs when we were together. When I met him, he had a great job, but he reacted sometimes off impulse. First of all, you don't go to work to make friends, lollygag, or any of that. And he would do something so damn doofy and lose the job. So the question is, why is he losing a job? You know, what is he doing? Because, I mean, that's a nice long time frame that you guys been together. You said the longest is 3 years. So what is he doing to lose these jobs? And if it's, because sometimes you got to have this type of mind frame where I need this job. This is, you know, how I pay my bills and take care of my responsibilities. So I'm going to go in, show up, and do what I'm supposed to do. But certain people, if they have something or someone to constantly fall back on and they're not being held accountable for these jobs that they're losing, they just go in it like, okay, I'm going to work when I want to work. If I lose it, it doesn't matter because there's no pressure on me because somebody's my backup plan. So we have to take that in consideration too. This seems to be a history. So maybe he doesn't feel like it's that strong of a need for him to have a job because he's going to be good with or without it. But that says a lot about, you know, planning the future with somebody like that. That's what you need to really look at, too, because that person is not reliable. That's one of the reasons why I told old boy, I said, listen, you good. I will never have a future with you. You are a right-now person. I will never have a future with you because you have to always think if you move in with this person and they're out of a job, now you got to be prepared because it's a history, so you have to automatically be prepared, like, oh, I'm going to have to do it all. Because this person has a history of constantly losing, you know, their job. If you just got to be prepared, whether you're ready to have it all on you constantly.
I think you should let his ass go. I think you should let him go like yesterday. You know, we have to understand something. Good person, great person, that's all good. He's not the person for you right now. And most importantly, it's a maturity level that it just isn't where it should be. You know what I mean? My man is just all over the place. 10 years, and the longest job you held down was 3 years out of 10. It's just ridiculous. So choosing to stay, you're going to stay. When you stay with a person, you're staying with all their bullshit. Because a person who's on and off, and like the queen said, he got a backup plan. Yo ass. Because I know for a fact your ass is working. So, good luck. Continue to deal with the inconsistent finances in your relationship structure. So I there's no fucking way. There's no fucking way I'm going to be able to deal with someone who is going to be that inconsistent when something as basic as keeping a goddamn job to pay for the roof over your head. So good luck with that. That's the best I could tell you because he's a child.
Okay.
Hope I didn't offend anybody.
I hope you lit some fire under somebody's ass so they won't keep doing it. Had that conversation with him, too. Let him know, like, listen, we on the last straw. This has been a history. I'm not going to be the go-to or the backup plan anymore. You have to hold your weight. This is what needs to be done. This is what I need from you as a mate. And let them that person know they on borrowed time. Because sometimes you feel away, but you don't say anything. So they thinking it's okay, even though they know it's not okay, but they feeling like it's okay for you because you're putting up with it.
Right. And that's the most important part to remember, that as long as y'all tolerate and put up with the sucker dumb shit, it don't stop. It don't. You got to wait for this coming to Jesus moment. Good luck with that shit.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. This person wants to remain nameless, and they said, this is a young lady. She said, I'm 32. Please don't say my name, Hakim.
Okay.
She says, recently I fucked up. I cheated on my man, and he found out about it. And he is going through the torture me phase. We've been arguing. We've been fighting. We've been fussing and cussing. And we decided to go our separate ways. That lasted for about a week. Then he started coming back around. And she says, I work at a local Walmart. I'm one of the assistant managers. And he's been showing up at my job with food and flowers and gifts. So I'm thinking, okay, cool. He actually forgives me. Well, guess what? I found out he's been sleeping with one of my girlfriends. She did the I'm coming to you as a woman thing. Now, what I'm trying to figure out is who should I cut first, him or this bitch?
If you could get them both in a room at the same time. But first of all, yeah, that's the first thing somebody can do is make it believe that they have forgiven somebody for something just to kind of torture them. That's first and foremost.
Yeah.
That is not your friend. So I wish somebody would come to me as a woman. They're going to be leaving as a patient. But I'm telling you. Well, cut both of them off. Leave them behind. She is not your friend. She probably never was your friend. He's an ass. He's good. Because even you forgive somebody, you don't. That whole acting like you forgive somebody and then trying to torture them and put them through the ringer and all of that, that's for the birds. You know? Move on with yourself if you don't forgive somebody. Or don't say you forgive somebody if you really can't forgive them for it. Me, I'm not forgiving nobody. Because I tell somebody quick, fast, and hurry, like, oh, I'm not going to forgive you because if I'm going to forgive you, just know you're not going to be happy. You know, I'm never going to be faithful to you. So, I don't get the logic of that. But let them have each other. They are good for each other. Never trust them. All that trying to get answers and closure and figure out the why and the don't do it. So you not get honesty from people like that. That's just that. From your friend.
The why is the easy one. You gave that man pussy or what?
But
And you was goofy enough to he trusted that motherfucker.
First of all, y'all men is very fragile. I'm telling y'all. Y'all is so fragile and butthurt over certain things. Y'all cannot take the same pain that y'all give to someone. Because if it was the other way around, he'd be wanting thinking she's supposed to forgive him and everything. Forgive and forget. But he's going to sit up here and go in a little bag of tricks and bring her lunch and doing all this extra stuff. Cut him first, because you might get to him first. That's what she asked, who she cut first.
Look at here, man. Goddamn. I'm going to say some unpopular opinions on this one. I'm not going to do that. Listen, he's wrong.
I might agree with you to a certain extent. I'm just saying.
You ain't going to agree with this shit. I think she did. Okay, let's address this thing one piece at a time. First of all, this is the fucked up part. If you cheated, he found out. You didn't confess. That's a problem. So you are now subjective to justice, which is the reward or penalty for one's actions. I can't talk for shit tonight. Maybe it's just iced coffee. But it's the reward or penalty for one's actions. You did dirt, you get dirt. Now, my issue with him.
I'm not saying she can't be punished now.
Oh, yeah, because what he should have did is fuck you. Yeah, he should have told her to go fuck herself with a cactus and move on with his life. And then go fuck her girlfriend and live happily ever after. Right? But instead, he did some old tit-for-tat, nut-ass shit. That ain't the way you move, bro. I get it because you hurt, but nah. Grown men don't act like that. They just cut her nut-ass off. But clearly, he still care enough to play the game. And again, she had to find out that they were fucking between her man and her girlfriend. So I don't know about all that cutting, because at the end of the day, you got to cut yourself too, because you started this fucked up cycle.
Listen,
so
it's the whole friend thing for me. If he went out and just cheated, that's different. Now she done lost two people. She done lost her man and her friend.
But see,
for me, it's a disrespect on behalf of the old girl. It's a disrespect for me, and I don't tolerate disrespect by any means. I cannot be held reliable for anything I do when I feel disrespected. It's that switch that cuts on, and that shit don't cut off to somebody pull the power or the battery die. I'm telling you.
Man, I say they all go get a hotel room and fuck that shit out.
I go get a hotel room and set it up like it's about to be it, just so I can get their ass both in the same place.
See, look, you about to have a whole homicide charge. And listen,
I'm
she talking about cutting people. And you doing premeditated shit. Nah. Nah, we don't want nobody to go to jail. I got the goddamn bail money, queen.
Listen, well, people know what type of person they're dealing with before they do it. So he probably felt like both of them was like, oh, she ain't going to do shit. Because anybody that's in my life would be terrified to do something like that to me. They would have nightmares just thinking about doing that type of shit. So,
shout out to Cat Collins. Cat Collins is saying, I bet you any amount of money that cheating sex was some of the best, nasty, forbidden, good-for-nothing sex they ever had. I agree.
I agree.
Ain't no yams like them. You ain't got no business clapping them cheek yams. So. Well, I hope everything works out.
Not working out. Clearly, it didn't work out because she cheated and he cheated. So she done lost her man, and I use that term loosely, and her so-called friend.
Hey, man, listen.
Don't
go to jail for him.
Listen, don't go to jail over them. See, don't do what I would do.
I don't know. I still say, man, they just need to go somewhere and hash it out and work it out and turn this into a, you got to see, Queen, you got to turn a negative into a positive. Ain't nothing you can do that like a good old threesome. So.
I can guarantee you neither one of them be able to be, mentally equipped to even deal with it. See, I'm on board. Because I was in that situation before. Yeah, get both the shorties. All have fun. But you got to be mentally equipped for that. You can't just say, hi, Kim, we're going to get that phone call saying, y'all advised me to have a threesome, and now she done got the girl in the room and beat the girl up and shit like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they'll be blaming it on us, too.
Be blamed, yeah. Every time they try something we tell them to do, and they don't follow all the steps, they get butt hurt. And they start running into the show, talking about, y'all ruined our life.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we need to get a wham-wham sound effect when people start whining. So right before you read it, just hit a baby whining.
Yeah, I'm going to be a wham-wham, then a shut the fuck up. Get the fuck out of here. Right after that.
Get out of here.
All right. Here comes the next one.
Okay.
This one is a life. Someone's asking for a life dating. I don't know. I'm just going to go by the last paragraph because, again, someone wrote a goddamn novel.
Okay.
She said, just call me Chocolate. Okay, Chocolate. She says, I'm single and would definitely want to experience in being – hold on, let me try that again. I'm single and would definitely want to experience in being a relationship. Okay. But guys don't see me as I am. Okay. I tried. Probably because I'm not too feminine, though. Has voice issues and style of clothing, and the way I move is tomboy. But I'm not a lesbian. I'm straight. P.S. I'm looking for a relationship I'm not looking for a relationship exactly. Just want some advice. I got some advice for you.
Hey.
What the fuck?
Okay, I kind of understand the issue. I used to be a teacher assistant, and I dealt with about say I almost said something that wasn't right. listen, I got bits and pieces from it. The main thing I pulled from it is, well, basically. I mean, she want to have sex with men. They don't look at her like that. They think she a lesbian. She dressed like a boy, but she's not gay. You answered your own question. Maybe it's how you interact with them, how you carry yourself, that they're just not attracted to, you know, to what you're offering, what you're presenting. So maybe you want to soften it up a little bit. And believe me, I know some guys that don't give a damn about what nobody looks like. They could wear the same jeans, shirt, boots, and have the same fade, and they still, knock them down. So it could be the way that you talk and communicate with these folks. that could be it, too. It might not just be your look. But if what you're doing isn't working, then you try something new. You know, what's the definition of insanity? Doing the same thing over and over again, expecting different results. You know what the problem is. You just put it all down in the letter. And how you worded the letter. So, I mean, change it up.
God damn. All right, let's try to do this shit again.
Hakim is not going to send me to hell with him. Actually, my seat already has been reserved for a long time.
Yeah, it's too late. All right, shit, you're on my back like a book bag. We going down this motherfucker together. All right, let's go. Okay. I'm single and would definitely want to experience and being a relationship. That tells you everything you fucking need to know. That's why you can't get no dick. But guys don't see me as I am. Probably because I'm not too feminine, though. Has voice issues. Now, let's stop right there.
Oh, wait. I need to know. Is it too deep? Is it too light? Is it, is it broken? Broken? Your language broken?
Well,
people usually talk the way they write. Let's be honest. But this is just saying she don't want to be voice. She said she want to experience a relationship, but at the end she said she don't want to be in a relationship.
No, wait. Oh, no, listen. She says, in her voice, I'm single and I would definitely want to experience in. How do you experience in being a relationship? Queen, can you be a relationship? Let me stop messing with this person and give her some good advice. Honey, go to Pure Romance by PureRomance.com by Viola Pearson. We got toys to help you out for your goddamn problem. Because if you talking to people like this with a goddamn voice problem, dressed up like a fucking dude, they're going to think that you want pussy more than they want the pussy.
Right.
Okay? If you don't want people to think you're a lesbian, don't act and sound and dress like one. Okay? And work on your goddamn penmanship, because I couldn't understand this shit. This shit made my damn chest hurt. I'm not looking for a relationship exactly, just want an advice. Okay, my advice to you is get the fuck off the internet, stop listening to us, go shopping and read some books and get your penmanship and shit together.
You ain't got no cousins, no siblings. Look at your next-door neighbor. See how they dress or whatever.
Girl,
it's all over social media.
Let me tell you something. You could be built like a bag of goddamn donuts, and dudes is bending girls over nowadays. This ain't got nothing to do with your looks. Nobody don't care. It's wet pussy. Because let me tell you what a man going to do. He going to look at you and say, ain't nobody fucking her. I might as well do it. So he know you got the grip super tight. So do yourself a favor. Pick yourself up. You're having some self-esteem issues. I'm only fucking with you, but seriously. Get out of that. Get out of your head space, doubting yourself, clowning yourself. Give yourself a makeover. Go get your hair done, nails done. If you're a tomboy, that's cool. But when it comes to you trying to involve yourself with men, girl it up a little bit. You know, because you said guys don't see me as I am. Okay, because we're shallow fucks, and that's who we are. So you have to work a little bit harder for us to see you underneath all that shit. That then run around dressed like the brat and wondering why ain't nobody with a voice problem. What's up with some dick, yo?
Right.
Fuck. How y'all doing? Oh, man. I ain't shit today. I don't care. Okay. God damn it. This one is from Surviving the Dickheadry in West Philly. That's the name she wants to be used. Surviving the Dickheadry in West Philly. Do y'all find yourselves ever losing interest in someone based on the emojis they use? I don't know why. The shit pisses me off, and I just ghost their ass. End of story.
That's it? I don't know. I wonder what type of emojis, you know, that they're using that she doesn't like. Or are they using too many? I can't stand that. I don't listen. If the way they type bothers you, it is. I don't know what to tell you. Well, damn, if they can't get past that stage, you're not going to give your chance. I mean, you're not giving anybody a chance to really get to know you. I don't know what you're looking for or anything because you were very vague, but damn. Might be having a long, lonely life. They can't even communicate. And when I say communicate with you right, it's not even based on them not giving you the conversation. It's like, he used that emoji. Go. Eliminated. Like,
yo, that's you use the petty motherfucker when you ghosting dudes off of their goddamn emoji usage. I like to use
maybe
emoji.
They die.
So yeah, that's I don't know. I feel some type of way about that shit. It could be a real good dude who really into you. He might be able to change your life in some ways. You know what I mean? And he put the wrong emoji down at the end of his comment, and you going to ghost him. You petty as shit.
Can
I hope
you
your next boyfriend got a little dick.
Well, what made you want to be with me? You used the right emoji. Like, what the
all the damn problems. Life must be good for her.
Right,
Adrian
great.
Was,
oh,
tired
I don't
of
need him. Oh, I don't need anybody that
used that
emoji.
This is fucking ridiculous.
Out emoji business.
Oh, man.
Oh, God.
Okay. Yeah, I'm going to leave
Halloween,
that one
it must be a full freaking moon.
Oh, we ain't even get to the sex. I got like two more relationships, and we going straight to the fucking and the sucking. Those people are more civilized. shit. All right. This was from Tiffany from Raleigh, North Carolina. Okay. And Tiffany is saying that no such thing as there's no such thing as discrimination when seeking our sexual partners. You can be as discriminatory as you want when it comes to dating and sexual preference. Sexual orientation isn't limited to sexes. It pertains to everything. Do you guys agree with this statement or not?
Wait. So is she just basically saying that you have the right to be choosy on who you lay down with?
I don't know what the fuck she's talking about. I'll read this
shit
again.
That's what she's...
I read this shit again. No,
just a little bit.
This shit is... She come out giving a dissertation and shit. No such thing as discrimination when seeking our sexual partners. You can be as discriminatory as you want when it comes to dating sexual preference. Sexual orientation isn't limited to sexes. It pertains to everything. Do you guys agree with this or not?
I gotta know what you're saying, sweetie, to agree or disagree. I can only pull from what I understood of that. The first part, she was saying you know, you have the right to discriminate on people when it comes to who you have sex with, basically. I guess she means, like, what you're into, what you're not into. Absolutely. You can choose not to be with someone if they're not into what you're into because it can, in a long term, affect the relationship because, you know, it's still, I mean, it's important. I don't care. Want to lie, say sex is not important. It is not the most important thing, but it is very, 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 I can't add enough berries at the end of that, important. But the second part, did she say about sexual orientation? Of course, if you don't want to be with a bi male or a bi female, then it's your choice not to be with one. I hope that's what she was talking about. She was a little, I don't even know what the, if she know what she's talking about. But what is going on with people today? I think that's
people.
What she's saying. I have never been so stumped. This show is.
I don't got time.
Am I being
shit,
punk
hugger? I think we both are because the shit didn't make no damn sense. It's like she's starting off with a statement. And trying to make a point, but it's like, God damn, I don't. You want us to agree with this convoluted philosophy that you have? I can't neither agree nor disagree because you're all over the goddamn place. I tried to even break it down in my own head, sentence by sentence. First sentence: no such thing as discrimination when seeking our sexual partners. Okay, I can agree with that. If that's your personal preference. Some people do discriminate when it comes to seeking the sexual partners, right? I have never had sex with a white woman. I never will have sex with a white woman. It's not going to happen. Call it discriminatory. Call it whatever the fuck you want. That's just me. So I, you know what I mean? So I get there can be and can't be some situations or both things.
Just say preference.
What's that?
It sounds so bad.
Yeah.
It's your preference.
Yeah.
You like what you like. You don't like what you don't like.
Yeah, then the next line is you can be as discriminatory as you want when it comes to dating slash sexual preference. That's the part where my goddamn head jumped off my shoulders, ran around the room four times, and fucking jumped back on. How can in the first sentence there's no such thing as discrimination when seeking our sexual part? Remember that. There's no such thing. Second line. You can be as discriminatory as you want when it comes to dating slash sexual preference. I get what you're trying to say. What I'm saying is, why the hell are you coming here with this goddamn bullshit? You is not going to Dave Chappelle our asses and have us say some shit that get us canceled. Fuck you. I'm done with your question. Thank you. Fuck you. Bye. Goddamn.
Oh, God. What is... Oh, okay. X.
It's probably from Jersey.
Yeah, no, I think that's a Philly thing right there.
No, we don't do that in Philly. No, we're either
going to
fuck our preference or we're not.
Oh, no, y'all just...
we fuck anything moving. We ain't got time.
Emoji. My bad.
Too fucking shit. Too shit. Oh, God. Can I please move forward to the sluts? And the, okay,
yes,
I'm sorry. We got
let's
one get, more.
Let's start talking about the sucking and the fucking in it. Come on.
All right, we got one more dating. I got to slide in before I figure out.
Okay,
one
more dating. Let's go.
Okay. This is a young lady, Ebony Rose. And she is saying, I want a girlfriend and never been with a girl. What should I do? Or how should I go? I'm sorry. How should I get a date with a female?
Okay. When she says she wants a girlfriend, but she never. Okay. She says she wants a girlfriend, but she's never been with a girl. First of all, let's make sure you really like it, and it's not. It's an experiment thing for you. You know, your first experience doesn't mean just jump into a relationship with them. You know, do the experience, go out on dates. You know, to see if that's what you want. Don't get locked in a relationship, and then it's time to have sex for the first time. You like, and it's time for you to lick it, because some of y'all get it confused. Just because you like your pussy, that don't mean you're gay. Or that don't mean you're bi. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, curious.
Because when it's time for you to return the favor, and shit get real, then it's, no, you're already in a moment. You're going to waste her time. She is in position. You got to do it by default now.
You done got your shit
so
off.
Make sure it's what you really want, and you know, experiment. Get to know first, because relationship, that's a whole different ball game. Some people got this idea that it's going to be so much easier. A relationship is a relationship, and problems going to occur in a relationship, whether it's same sex or not, because it's based on not what those what their sex is. It's those people, you know, that's in that relationship is going to determine how the relationship goes. But girls, don't jump into no relationship. Make sure it's what you want first, and because some people, you know, get into same sex relationships for the wrong reason. They've been hurt, or you know, it didn't work out. Or they had the wrong sex partner in a male. He done fucked it up for the other men. They didn't know what he was doing. So now he's thinking it's because he's gay.
Well,
but make sure it's what you really want now.
Yeah, now she's asking, she wants to know where could she get said date? Like, where's a good place for her to, you know, get involved?
Okay, because Hakim don't believe in dating sites. I mean, because in my opinion, whether it's a dating site, whether you just out and about meeting somebody, if you're going to a speed dating thing, for me, no matter how you, you know, find people or meet people, you still got to do the work, and you still got to be cautious, and you still got to, you know, take those steps. You know what I'm saying? This is probably one of the things that me and him never agree on, and that's because he worked in that field, and he built and he ran dating sites, so he ooh, God.
No, let me she also added, okay, and not really a girlfriend, more like a girl that's a friend and we learn together shit.
Oh, okay. Experimenting, just having some fun. Okay. That's
you trying
more...
to fuck, God damn it.
Right, but
she's just trying to fuck.
First of all, you knew she was gonna be elegant because of her name, what she wrote in.
Yeah.
I could tell what y'all about to. Ooh, these names they come up with.
I mean,
go ahead.
Right. But yeah, I mean, my thing is this: all sites are dating sites. Think about how many people we done met and fucked off of Facebook. Ain't a dating site. Now Facebook said, "Fuck it, let me just create this apparatus in the site for you to go meet people," and it's very discreet. The Facebook dating. Just mark yourself as a goddamn bisexual or who's looking for other bisexuals or lesbians, and you have your fun. But again, like the queen said, you be just as equally careful with the women as you would do with a dude. Because the last thing you want to be doing is putting your face in some chick who just got ran through 20 minutes before you got here. So, I mean, but yeah, you can go anywhere to meet someone now. If you're not going to go hit the bars, if you're not going to hit the clubs, do the dating apps, do the, I'm telling you, social media. You can go into a goddamn group and link up with somebody that you're real cool with. And y'all can hang out, smoke, drink, and fuck, and then go back to normal life in the morning. It's stuff is right there. Don't overthink it. Do not overthink it.
Yeah, it's not hard. It's there. Even though you're not looking for it. It's the worst. But it is there.
Yeah. Shout out to fucking Tish. Tish said, send it to me. I'll feature.
See? This is what we do in this show.
Oh, God damn it.
Oh, God.
Pervert. Okay. Let's get into to the smut. This is the smut session of the show.
Okay.
And this young lady wants to be called Ancient Blackbird. And she sent this to me from her Reddit account and said, I made my boyfriend come without touching his dick. And, oh, God, she says that all she did was kiss on him, and he eventually started to erupt. She says, I kissed him head to toe from his toes around his balls. I refused to touch his dick because I thought I was edging him. I thought I was torturing him and punishing him. But instead, he started to shiver, and next thing you know, poof. Come start squirting out his dick. Is this normal or is this an issue with him?
Wait. She said all she did was kiss him?
She said she kissed him from head to toe. She was edging him. You know, she
oh, yeah.
Fucking
well, she thought she
punishment
was.
Punishment technique. Yeah. That motherfucker said, I got a trick for your ass.
Right. Oh, so whether you like it or not.
Yeah.
Was he a virgin? Was he not? Has it been a very long time? I mean, it is very well. Okay. Wow. I don't want to offend anybody. I like when you're reading this story, I'm thinking like a 18-year-old virgin like type of situation here. We've never been, you know, touched or the anticipation was too much. Like this is what is popping in my head as you're reading it. I know she said that's a man, but how long had they been together? Like, what?
Oh, she don't say
nothing.
I need more information. How long has, I mean, are you his first? Is this one of those situations where y'all, he's got him so aroused before it start happening? Like, I need more information. This is.
I've heard of things like that, but not from just kissing. But
yeah,
then again, the human body's weird. He could have been rubbing one out and holding back until you started that shit. I don't know. I wasn't there. But yeah, right back in. Tell us more about this fucking fucking Halloween.
How old
they got
are you? How old
man.
Are you? Like. I mean, I need more information. This is like one of those questions on a test where enough information. Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like I'm being punked again. So, I don't know. Okay, here's the other thing. Did you give him a stink finger? Because that could have been it, too.
And that's,
a man
and
can
that's
come
popped in my
you.
Head, too.
Yeah, a man can come without you touching his dick by you fingering his ass. So that's probably what you did, you nasty, nasty thing.
Nasty mother.
Nasty fucking.
Nasty in a good way.
Nasty slutty. man, I have some very strange shit that I'm feeling uncomfortable reading. I'm just gonna scroll by this and some of this shit is getting weird. So I think we've became the official place for fucking people who want to do some nasty, slutty shit. Okay, this one is from Frisky. Like, don't say my name, just call me Frisky.
Frisky, that's
the
name?
Yeah. Showing boobs to my fiancé's friend. So my fiancé loves my titties. I like her already. So my fiancé loves my titties. And it's flattering, of course. He jokes around a lot that I am his big boob goddess. Now the other day he asked how I feel about showing his friends my boobs next time they have a hangout session. The idea isn't a turn-off, but his friends are a little weird. However, I did say I would probably do it, but let me think about it. I've been thinking about it for a few days, and I don't see the harm. And most likely will do this weekend. This is probably the mildest confession I've ever done, but I thought I'd share it with y'all anyways. Your thoughts?
Wait. She called the friends weird? Okay. We got to be careful who we call weird here. But, see.
I don't think she's weird
at all.
I
mean, I guess. If she doesn't have a problem with it, I mean, what is this? It's just a confession, right?
Yeah. It,
you know, she's gonna do it.
She wants
she's
thought.
Okay with doing it. If he's okay with doing it, you okay with doing it, then do it. Now, just know when you do it, this might not be the only time he wants you to do it. This might not be the only thing that he's gonna want you to do, and. I don't know how weird it's going to be when you see the friends after you do it. That's just that. You just got to you make the decision to do it and just be prepared whatever's going to come along with you doing it. She said, this is the mildest. Can you write in and tell us some of the wildest? Like, she said, this is the mildest confession.
Mm-hmm.
So, hey.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm quite pleased with this confession. Good job. Show them boobs. Show them fucking boobs. Because it starts
right
with
back
the
in
boobs
and tell us how it went.
You know. Yeah. That's good shit right there. But yeah, I like this kind of stuff because it shows your freaky side, your husband or your man or whatever fuck. Fiance, she says. He's very open-minded, and he also, you can tell, he has no problem with sharing you. So it starts with the boobs. Next thing you know, he's going to want you to have some fun time with him and his friends. And we'll probably see one of your videos on Pornhub or some shit. But, yeah, write in. Tell us more. I like it. I don't like it.
And you wonder why they keep writing in with this stuff.
I don't know. I
love it. Keep writing in, you little freaks. I'm not mad at y'all. We're not shaming y'all or nothing. Bring it on. What we live
for.
Oh,
boy. We got another fucked up confession, and I know you're going to be mad when you hear this one.
Okay, let me hear it.
All right, this was forwarded over to me by Kat Collins, and she says, please read this. I know Vi is going to go ape shit when she hears it, but I told this dude he's a piece of dog shit. All right, and this confession is from a man, I don't know his name. He's 46 years old, and he slept with his son's 19-year-old girlfriend and plans to do it again because the pussy is wet, is juicy, and tighter than his wife's. The young lady loves to have her hair pulled, choked, and she likes to be called his dirty little cum slut. Now, he also goes on to say that he thought about telling his son so his son would know that you got a foul-ass little cunt. But he decided it's way more fun to keep fucking this little bitch behind his wife's back and behind his son's back because that adds to the fuckery. And he's loving it, and he's not going to stop. He only hopes that he can eventually take the condom off. So, Queen,
dirty bastard. Dirty bastard, you. You is a piece of shit. Actually, the pieces of shit just took offense to me calling you a piece of shit. Oh, my God. You. Oh, my fucking God. First of all, the ultimate betrayal to his son. That's first and foremost. Talking about you want to tell him. I hope your dick fall off. Yeah, take the condom off, and I hope it burn when you pee. That is the ultimate betrayal. Now, she's a little smut bucket. First of all, she's cheating on your wife. That probably think she got somewhat of a good man with your son's girlfriend. So you just destroyed your whole family. He said because it's wet, maybe because your wife required more attention and more work.
No. Wet and tight.
No, listen. Oh, that just sound like a dude with a little dick. Probably got a little dick, so that's tight for him. So he needs the little youngin. Want to get the little cooch from the little youngin here. So my tight. What are you trying to say?
She's tighter than his wife.
Listen. Probably because his dick little, not probably because it's really tight, because she seemed a little loose to me, freely giving it up to father and son. He a piece of shit, and she's a dirty bitch. God. What does the world come to? So much you want
to
take the condom off.
Yeah, I got that. I have nothing. Your son is probably going to break your fucking jaw when he finds out. You're going to lose your son for some good pussy. So I don't know what to say, bro. But okay. All right. Well, I'm going to leave that there.
And I bet you he's some old ass. He's probably some old ass man that's thinking he's the man right now. He's not the man right now because...
Hey, he's 46. He's not old. God damn,
man. I didn't hear the age. I didn't hear the age. Certain things that were said in that letter kind of blocked off everything else. You know what I'm saying? Hey, you're not old.
I'm about to be 40 next year, so I wouldn't call it old.
Oh, it must be so fucking nice. You're only going to be 40 next year. Oh, God damn it. Now, thanks for making me feel like a old fucking crusty bastard. shit. But, yeah, I got nothing to add to that, man. I got nothing to add to that. All right, this next one is from Ms. Rainy Day, and she is saying that, God damn it, I love dick pics.
Okay,
she
what
says,
a way to start.
I don't know if this... She says, I love dick pics, goddammit. I don't know if it's a fetish, a kink, or what. Maybe, Hakim, you can enlighten me. She says, the first time I've ever got a dick pic is because I asked my boyfriend to send me one. And he did. And I've been getting him to be more adventurous and spontaneous. So this is a small but necessary thing that I need. But lately, I'm getting bored watching his dick pics. So I asked him to send me masturbation videos. We did that for about a month, and now I am boring with that. That is boring to me now. And then she goes on to say, now it's just like five paragraphs. So she said she recently told her boyfriend that dudes are always sending dicks in her DMs. And she said, do you get mad if I look at them? And he said, it's cool as long as you don't respond and delete them shits when you're done. Because he said he looks at porn, so it's only right. Smart man. So lately, I've been keeping them and hiding them in my phone. I feel bad. I feel guilty because I'm deleting them out the DMs, but I'm saving them to my phone. I don't know what to do. Am I addicted to dick pics? I don't talk to these men. I don't even want to see these men. I just love how dicks look. So what do you guys think this is? Is this a kink or a fetish?
Well, she said it's a must. So when you use that those terms, it's a fetish because it's something that you know you can't do without. It's necessary. So that's the answer to that question. As far as her saying she feel bad, you should. You know what? And the reason why I say this is because you was open, you was honest. That's where the communication and the trust comes in that we talk about all the time. You did that part. Kudos. But then he said he was okay with it, but he had certain terms that came along with it.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, she knows it's wrong because she's deleting him. She's making him believe that she's deleting him, which he is deleting him for one thing, but saving them. And when you have to sneak and do something, because you know that other person wouldn't approve of it. Some guys is not even going to go for that part. Some guys is not even going to be okay what you get in the pictures. But if he's sitting here saying to you, yeah, you can get the dick pictures from other dudes, just erase them. And you agreed to it. And then you lied. You didn't do it. You are wrong. You shit so bad.
Well, technically, she's deleting them out her DM. She's just saving them to her phone.
See, I can.
You dirty slut. I love it. For all
this is
this
a deceit
shit.
For me. This is a deceit for me. Yes, she is deleting them as agreed upon, but she know he would not approve for her saving them somewhere else.
Mm-mm-mm. Yeah, I think that you were doing good. You had a good thing going because you're allowed to express yourself freely, and he was down with that. He was okay with that. He just asked you to remove it, you know, with no contact, and you were okay. But then you start fucking up by keeping them, and like there's a short supply of dick pics somewhere, Queen, and so she got to save them shits. like fucking squirrels saving nuts for the winter. Dick pics are flying all over the goddamn internet. Why you got to save them shit? So I don't know, man. I don't. I think it's just stupid. To answer your question, it is not a kink It is a fetish. It sounds like it can become a kink when y'all figure how to integrate it into y'all sex life. You probably are. You probably fucking your man thinking about other dicks. You're a dickaholic. I think you should hurry up and delete those things out your phone and stick to the rules so you don't jam yourself up. How many times in your life, ladies, did you ever get a man to say it's okay for you to look at those other dudes' dicks? Just don't
talk
to them and delete them. That's a dude who's confident in himself. I'm like, yo, I ain't worried about this shit. Because these dudes are going to send these dick pics no matter what.
Yeah, that's what
just
I'm saying.
Say
she's doing good
me.
With the open line of communication. And for him, which is very rare, for him to be like, go ahead, you look at other niggas' dick pics. Just don't talk to them. Don't meet up with them. Don't have sex with them. That is rare. That's like, oh, my God. That's like, oh, God. And then she gonna mess it up. Then we had a conversation on this show before about people who start off right, and then they are given permission to do something, and then they just you're fucking it up, girl. You're fucking it up.
Yeah, you're fucking up the damn church's money. That's what you're doing.
Photographic memory. Just use your imagination. Just remember it. Just file it away.
Yep. But yeah, man, that's corny. All right, we're going to move on to the next one. The clock is time. I added an extra half an hour to the show, Queen.
I noticed.
We had too much relationship shit to get through, and I said we're going to need more time for all these fucking sluts. All right, this one is from Craig. Craig says, hey, y'all, I've listened to every show that you guys have on file regarding to kink, BDSM, and all forms of debauchery. Please help me with the problem that I'm having. I recently got my wife to get into being into that black hot wife thing that I heard you guys talk about. I did a little research off Instagram and off Twitter, and I'm getting a bunch of mixed signals, and the Google explanation doesn't tell me everything that I think is involved. One of the biggest things that I'm interested in is the hot wife challenge. My wife wants challenges because she heard other hot wives mention it. So please, what kind of challenges can I do? If there's any way I can find this stuff or look this stuff up, please cite it so I can do my homework. All right, Queen, get that man some hot wife challenge.
Is he talking about challenge as just like a trend that's going on, or is it just like?
Oh, it's,
you know,
culture. It's trend culture. Hot wife challenge is fun stuff that the community does, and Twitter threads. Tumblr was the best place for this stuff. Basically, hot wife challenges, you pick a day of the week, or you pick a week or a month, and you challenge your wife to do various tasks that you assign to her. And those tasks are documented, and you compete with other couples who are doing that weird shit. For example, one of the viral videos that went all through social media a couple years ago was the bull fucking the chick in the supermarket. That was one of the hot wife challenges that escaped off of Twitter and Tumblr and made its way to Instagram and Facebook some kind of way. I got a couple for you, and you know, one of my favorites is I'm sorry, Queen, I don't mean to overrun you. You got something?
No, go ahead. This is your lane. See, you already know all about it.
I've been known to dibble and dabble a bit. One of my favorite joints, man, is just go into a public, have her go into a public place with a short skirt with no underwear, and make sure there's a lot of guys around. This in fucking Walmart, walking around. Excuse me, can you reach that for me? You know, do the whole thing. You know, you're jumping up trying to reach. Tease the boys in the aisle. One of the favorite things the white people like to do is flashing boobs, like it's fucking Mardi Gras. all the goofy shit that you would do at Mardi Gras, find a way to make it a challenge, upgrade it, make it nasty, make it fun, take pictures, take videos, have her put on a summer dress, make her stand somewhere and hike that bitch up, pull her goddamn panties off, and throw the panties across her shoulder and walk away in front of a bunch of men. That'll get it going. Record that shit. You're going to win the challenge. It works. Trust me. Those are the ones that I love the most, but, you know, we're going to move on to the next one because I probably sound creepy as fuck. You going to participate in the Hot Wife Challenge, Queen?
Absolutely not.
So they could be no goddamn supermarket with a queen pulling her drawers off and shit? Ah, boy, I tell you, just can't discuss religion with some people. Anyway, okay, here come Cat Collins. Boy, oh boy, the Hot Wife Challenge. Boy, oh boy. Fuck you, Cat.
I guess I got some research to do. I want to see some of these challenges.
Oh, yeah. All right. This one is from, I can't pronounce this name, A-H-O-I-H-O-L-A. Ah, fuck, man. I can't pronounce that shit. It's a female. Says she got her first rim job. Okay, boys and girls, this is the part where we're able to understand how we talk and other people talk. Our people say we got our ass ate. Other folks,
right,
who remain named, they say they got a rim job.
Rim job.
So there you go. Fucking rim job. I haven't heard that fucking term in 10 years. Oh, folks, I'm loving my new single life. Yesterday I wrote a post about someone I'm seeing at the time. He stayed over and we had a lot of fun sex. When the last time you said you had some fun sex, Queen? Do black girls talk like that?
No, okay. Black girls don't talk like that.
I had fun sex. At some point, we wanted to sleep as we both had work the next day. As I was falling asleep, he got horny again. I told him previously stuff with me if he felt like it. If I wasn't into it, I'd just tell him no. Anyway, he went down on me. He went down on me. But because we weren't spooning. Holy fuck. Because we weren't spooning. He found himself with my ass in his face. So he just started eating me out from behind and giving me a rim job. I moved one leg forward so he could reach my pussy as well. So there I was, sleep, horny, and feeling fantastic. He sure knows how to use his tongue and give him, and I gave him a good BJ in return. Fair is fair. So my question is, why the hell am I just finding out about rim jobs, and are all men into this? Holy shit, Queen.
She ended it with a BJ. But
oh, fucking BJ. Spoonie.
Okay.
He went down on me.
Okay.
For the prairie ass.
Okay, to answer your question, eating ass is nothing new. We call it eating ass. We don't call it rimming. No, we call it getting ass eat, okay? It's not anything new.
God damn.
More people are open about it now, but it's definitely, definitely nothing new. But, wow. Why is he just finding out? I'm like, say this is another one of those, you're messing with the wrong people. If you just finding out about this now in 2021, oh, my God. I feel so sorry for your sex life. What else don't you know about? What else haven't you tried? If you think that was exciting, oh, wait, fun. That's how she called it. If you think that was fun, wait till you find out more things that you can do. Fun.
Oh, man. Okay. Oh boy, I just how the fuck? And she's mentioned that she's 24 years old, and I'm trying to figure out how you 24 and ain't know nothing about getting your ass ate until now. So you must live on a little house on a fucking prairie. So okay,
right.
little Laura Ingle, whatever the fuck.
Out.
I'm so happy that you're having fun. You know, it's your fun sex and your rim jobs, giving out BJs. God damn. Oof, Lord. Boy. All right. This young lady says do not use her name, but she is learning the art of submission. She has a new dom, and he is 46. What is going on with these 46-year-olds dealing with her, who is 19? She says she'll be 20 in about a week, and she wants to be his servant. What she's asking is, she wants to understand, is it normal for him to insert things into her? And it seems like when we are having sex somewhere away from our usual toys, such as butt plugs, vibrators, dildos, he will find things to insert into me. At first, I was a little nervous, but the more he relaxed me, the more I got into it. Spankings and insertions of household items are magnificent, and I'm coming harder than I would from the sex toys. Recently, the thing that made me come the hardest was my mom's hairbrush that I had in my pocketbook. And I went to see him, and I didn't bring my toys. So not only did he spank me with her hairbrush, he washed off the handle, inserted it in my ass, and fucked me with it, and I squirted all over the room. Now, is this normal for a cub or newbie or a sub who's just getting into the game, or is this the same old thing?
It's normal for the person that she's with. That's what he's into. That's what he introducing her to. And she's behaving and she's listening. I'm not offering you using your mother's hairbrush, though. Right? She need her ass whooped for that.
He washed off.
Before, she didn't say nothing about after. She said before.
I hope she washed that shit off.
Listen. All right, so somebody use your hairbrush. Not on you or the person you messing with, and just return it. You find out about it. You ain't going to feel no type of way? I would beat her with that damn hairbrush.
Do you realize who you're asking?
No. No. Well, for me, I would beat her ass with that hairbrush. Your mom, though? Okay, I should have said somebody.
Man.
I should say if one of your children did that to you when they're of age, huh? You'll be okay
if
with that?
If one of my sons took one of them, leave all your brush. I'm on my way to go see my girl. I'm brushing my hair. So we there, and he pulls out his book bag, and
he just happens to spank
her booty with it and fuck her with it. I'm not going to be mad at him.
Let me rephrase that. Would you do that to your mom? All right, then. Silence. You hear that radio silence, you guys? You see? You got to put certain people in other people's shoes.
I don't know how to answer that question. It could be possible. Depend on what day of the week it is and how good I'm feeling.
First of all,
I might just throw it in the trash and buy a new one.
Not only will I kick one of my daughter's asses, because you're into what you're into, but I think she overcrossed it when it's her mom's hairbrush, because you're into what you're into. But if it was one of my kids, they won't have to worry about nothing else going up them. Because I put my foot so far up their ass, they're going to get a flashback every time they go to use the bathroom, not alone with somebody trying to put something in it.
But, yeah, I mean, I can get it. I can get it. Everybody ain't into that. And I get the kink of it. I get the fun of it because it's mom. And it adds a level of nasty trifling to it. So it's a turn on.
Yes, I ain't that nasty and trifling because I've never had a desire to have sex in my mom's bed, and you know, but oh my goodness. Hey, I guess I do have limits.
You know what, Queen? You're quite vanilla, but
compared to you, maybe. That's not a fair comparison now.
Oh, shit.
I think it's a lot of people in a lifestyle is vanilla compared to you.
Yeah. Shout out to Nadia. Said, just buy her a new brush. Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah,
buy her a new brush. Or don't return it. She probably returned it. The heifer probably returned it. That's what she makes me mad at.
All crusty around the handle and shit. What's this
she
white
probably,
crusty
probably,
shit?
She probably returned it and watched her mother use it, too. I swear. You sound like a type.
So what's this crusty shit? Oh, it's probably dried edge. What's that edge shit? I'll put y'all to hold the
edge
baby
control.
Hair down. That's edge control. Oh, man. So if y'all having problems with your sex life and things ain't popping, just go grab your mom brush and fuck her with it and beat her ass with it. God damn. Whew. I've done many things. I've used brushes. Yes, I have. Spankings and torture methods. A hard brush across the nipples always works for girls who like pain.
I'm not against the breast part. It's who brush it is.
Yeah.
Let's get that clear. Getting spanked is a beautiful thing. Spanking is a beautiful thing.
Yes. But, yeah, to answer your question, it's very common to use household items when it comes to impact play, edging, torturing, punishing, or just being spontaneous with some role play type shit. It all works. But, yeah, man, I wouldn't never use my mom's anything. So, no. But, hey, you seem to you squirted across the room, so good job. Congratulations.
Yeah, she loved it.
Yeah. Filthy slut, and congratulations. Matter of fact, we got to show her some goddamn respect. Put some
go
respect.
Ahead, Hopkins.
Fuck with your mama hairbrush. That shit right there, damn. Oh, man. Okay. All right, this is a slutty confession, BDSM, poly. This is all the above. The fucking jackpot. Mm. All right, this is from, goddamn. Mushafia, I guess. Okay, Mushafia. Let's go with that. Hi, my name is Mushafia. This is my second time tuning in to you guys. And my question is this. Can you be in a poly relationship when one is vanilla and the other practices BDSM while simultaneously a meta who can fuck better than both members of the poly? And I am considering inviting the meta into our current throuple. Is this normal? Can this be permissible? And here is the turning point. Okay. Here's the turning point. I want the meta to be the head. Please advise.
Well, that's a lot of moving parts there. So, I take it she's not the vanilla.
Ain't nobody vanilla in this shit.
Right. She said, is it possible for a vanilla to be with somebody in a poly, which it doesn't seem like anybody is vanilla?
Comments tonight is killing me, yo. Ooh, shout out to Nazi. She said promotion, bullseye, hand clap, emoji. God damn. So what you think, Queen? Can she, just to recap, she's in a poly situation. They're a throuple. one man is vanilla, or I guess he's trying to be. The other one is in the BDSM, and she has a meta, which means a side piece for, you know, that the other two are aware of, who fucks her better than all of them. And she wants to bring him in to turn it into a foursome, and she wants him to be the head, meaning she wants to turn it into a hierarchy. So,
kudos to him. First of all, kudos for her. Let's just start off.
That's a lot of dicks to be tangling with.
Right, that's why I say kudos to her. So, go ahead, no problem to you. If she wants to and she can pull it off.
If she can pull it off, I want her to call a show.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Damn. And then not only is he coming in last, he is getting put at the He's a bad boy. Either he's a bad boy or they are trash. And she picked the wrong two to go into this with. But damn, if she can pull this off, call into the show. Don't write, call. Because we need all the details on how everything went down. It's possible,
man.
If everybody's in agreement, it's possible. We're not going to say that nothing is impossible. Just got to be able to sit and have those conversations. Don't bring them in. Don't bring them in blindsided. You know, let these folks know they're being demoted. Right now.
if you could pull it off, then
that's a
God
lot.
Bless you. But
right.
the answer to the question, can it work? Yes, it can work. What is going to take to work is you're going to have to get the vanilla dude, the BDSM dude, to stand down and recognize him as the new alpha. Just listed to the personality traits, it's safe to say that you already kind of got a situation like that going on. If one is practicing BDSM, that means he's dominating you, and the other one is vanilla, which is giving you that basic boyfriend dick. You're getting fucked better by your meta, your third dick. There's a lot of dick in rotation in this story, and if you can get those other two,
she has found the rest.
Yeah. Now, that Mr. Vanilla, I think he's probably the punk of the crew, so he's probably going to stand down. But the BDSM boy, he might be feeling some type of way, especially if he's already the dom. So he's losing. He's getting demoted, and your meta's getting promoted. So please, please, I'm begging you to write in to tell next month or soon to tell us how the fuck you going to make this shit work and if it worked. Because this is a rare story. And not too often do we hear these kind of things working out. So, but yeah, Queen, it's about that time. Queen, you there? Did I lose you?
No, I'm here. So, little blog talk, cut it out. We ending it. Relax.
Yeah, all right, that's enough. We sorry, blog talk. God damn it. All right, there's too much shit going on here. Get the fuck off.
Yes, well, what a way to end the show. But we really want you to follow up with us. We really do. Thanks for the interaction. I said it with a grain of salt. Thanks for the questions at the beginning. Mm-hmm. Weird start, but we finished it with a bang, literally. Mm-hmm. Any shout-outs real quick to Hakim before we log off?
Yeah, shout out to Nazia. Shout out to Zio Styles. Shout out to Tish Banks of NAF. Shout out to Kat from NAF, Lady Wren, and all the NAF team. And shout out to everyone who's listening. And, of course, Miss Ebony Rose for her first question into the show. We appreciate you. And we'll see y'all next Tuesday.
Yes. So that concludes our show for tonight. Until next time, good night, everybody.
Y'all nasty asses.